What I would take the most out of this epic training is actually still the system. You guys not just really do it once, and but you also keep working on it and you keep refining that system. And now that you're adding to it by creating a lot of tools, I can see like the school that you created and how you go and you refine every aspect of the system to make not just an average investor, but to make a great investors out of everybody.
Hey, Rockstar Matt here, and I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with your friends and your family. At almost a decade running now, we just wouldn't be here if you weren't doing that. So I'm really grateful for you, and I've got a really good show for you today as well. But before we start, I wanted to ask you a really quick question. I was just thinking, and I'm curious, are you breaking the bank right now on your time and your money, spending more and more on marketing, trying to buy discounted real estate? Because real estate investing trends, the trends have really gotten out of control lately. It's time to go back to the basics. To buy discounted real estate, you only have to focus on three things, just three things. One, contacting leads. Two, setting appointments. And three, making offers. And if you want to crank it up, setting up a really good automated lead machine, that's the way to do it. Do that and you're good to go. And before we get started today, this podcast, as you know, it's all about finding discounted off-market real estate deals. And if you're really serious about finding these types of deals and finding them at will, then you might like to join us at the upcoming live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop in Manhattan Beach, California. It's July 18th through the 20th. And if that sounds good to you, then have a look at epicintensive.com. Now, let's get started with the show. Today, what I want to talk about is specifically our RIA meetings. What about RIA meetings? Well, the main focus is going to be how do you do business there? How do you make money at RIA meetings?
This is Terrio Media.
It's one of the ways that I got started, and it's absolutely free to do. Pound for pound, I'll show you what the best one ROI was for me. All righty, but before we get started, if you're serious about your real estate investing and you're really serious about getting involved and being successful without going broke on your marketing, then you might like to take a look at this new thing that I'm working on to help people do just that, how to succeed in real estate investing using little to no money. And it's absolutely free. In fact, it's better than free. I'll actually pay you to complete the course. And why would I do that? Well, it's just a little study that I'm working on. I'm trying to create some new case studies off of some specific strategies. And if you want to take the course and complete it, I'll pay you. And so if you want to take a look at that, that's at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Head over there. All the details are there. All righty. So when it comes to doing business and making money at a RIA meeting, we all know that we need to network, right? We've always heard that. You have to build relationships. You got to network. But a huge thing that holds people back is not necessarily knowing how to be intentional about doing that. I mean, if you got the gift for the gab and you've got the great personality where you can just make friends wherever you go and it automatically and inadvertently turns into business and good fortune for yourself, God bless you. But that's not most people. And no one really gets that better than me because that was me. I was not good at this. And so many other people are really worried about, they don't know what to say, right? They don't want to look dumb. They don't want to sound silly. Or maybe they just don't like talking to people too much. You know, just, I know for some people, just the very thought of talking to a group of people it causes them to cringe. I mean, I was on the verge of vomiting a few times, sitting in my car, looking at the RIA meeting and getting ready to, should I go in or not? Just thinking like, oh my God, I have to go talk to all these people. I'm taking this time away from my family and I'm missing my TV show. I got to go make this worth it, but I just don't know what I'm doing. And it got to the point where I got pretty darn desperate. And, you know, if you can't figure this out in this people business of real estate, you're going to have a really tough time making any sort of money in real estate. And like I said, it got to the point where I was pretty desperate. And they say desperation is the mother of all invention, right? So this is what I thought. I recognized at these RIA meetings that there was this moment of the meeting where they had a section of the meeting where they called haves and wants. So the people from the meeting, the members, got to go up to the front of the room. They got to grab the microphone. And sometimes there was a stage, sometimes there wasn't. And they got to talk about, this is what I've got, who wants it? Or this is what I need, who has it? That part was just so funny to me because people would go up on the stage with this amazing opportunity. They got the microphone. They have a captive audience. And I just felt like totally blew it. They totally did not recognize who they were talking to. And they'd go up, and I remember like the ritual was, I got this cute little house and it's on the corner of so-and-so, and it's got a great little curb appeal, and it's got nice little flowers up front, and it's owned by this little old lady, and I just want to help her out, and it's really cute. It's in a great school district. And, you know, here's my phone number if you're interested, and here's my email address. And they'd read out the phone number, they'd read out the email address, and people say, what was that number again? Or what was that email address again? It's all this crosstalk, and it was just like chaos. It was terrible. And I think most of the people, they just kind of forget who their audience is. They don't know who they're actually talking to. So this is the idea I had. Out of sheer desperation, I was like, all right, so everybody here in this room, what they want are deals. That's what they want. And so if anyone that goes up there with a deal has probably got a pretty good shot at putting something together. So, but I didn't have any deals at the moment. I had only completed one transaction up to that point. And I don't know, looking back, it might've been a little bit of a fluke. I got kind of lucky, but it'd been 6-7 months that I've been working at this real estate investing thing and hadn't had anything to show for it. So here's the idea I came up with. I was like, okay, where can I get a deal? The classifieds. And at that time it was Craigslist, and I'd probably still use Craigslist too or today, but there are so many other options. But in every single classified advertisements, or wherever they collect advertisements, where they're showcasing them, whether that's online or off, there's always a section real estate for sale. And these are typically advertised by private parties, and they're off-market deals. And so I would just start calling the classifieds with people and talking to people that have these properties for sale. And I would get to know a little bit more about the property and what they wanted for it. What else were they looking for? And I just kind of build this relationship. And I would end the conversation almost always with something like, you know what? I don't know if this is going to be a good property for me, but if I were to find somebody who it was a better fit for, would there be room for a referral fee in it for me? And I don't think I ever got a no to that question. And so what I would do is I'd ask for permission. Well, can I just go ahead and make a flyer? Can you send me a picture? I'll make a flyer of the property. I'll put all my information on it, and then I'll go and I'll represent this. And if I find a buyer, I'll call you back and we can put it together. So that's what I did. And that really worked. I'll show you exactly what I did. And I'll share you a little interesting story of what happened after the fact that was so much better than just selling properties. And I'll share that with you in just a second. But first, if this is making sense to you and you want to go deeper in how to get your first or your next deal using little to no money, it might make sense for you to head over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com and just take a look. I'm actually getting together with that group this evening. We get together live on a video conference call once a month at least, where I jump in personally and answer their questions, help them get things done. But yeah, that happens tonight. It's the third Thursday of every month. So it might be a little late notice for you right now, but then maybe not. Okay. But anyway, when I started making a regular thing of this RIA meeting strategy, you know, I made some money for sure selling other people's properties. But the much bigger payoff was how it created me in front of a local network of real estate investors. What I mean by created, meaning when I would stand up there and share my properties with people, like all of a sudden, I quickly developed this reputation as like the go-to guy if you wanted to buy or sell real estate. And indirectly, it made me likable. It demonstrated my competence. And because I had been doing good business with people, I became trustworthy. And when you perform that type of activity in that type of manner and you do that consistently, what happens is people start to approach you. It puts you in the middle of deal flow opportunity. And I could have never imagined that up front that was the strategy. I mean, that's not what I was doing. I was trying to feed myself. I was trying to keep a roof over my head by selling other people's properties. But indirectly, the ROI was so much greater. In hindsight, that's exactly what happened. And I've seen it happen for so many of my clients since. So I've got a private money lender today that was originally gave me $100,000. She approached me, says, I don't want any of your properties, but I've got $100,000. Can you help me put it to work? And I was like, sure, let's do this. And a decade later, I think she's invested over $1 million with me since. And I look at all of the productive relationships that Mercedes and I have today. So many of them came from that time during that practice. I'll show you exactly how I did it. I had a system. I didn't want to go up and give a giant speech. So I was like, I'm going to get up there and be valuable to everybody in the place in 60 seconds or less. So I had to cover three things. The first thing I had to do was give them what I called my audio business card. Basically told them, this is who I help and this is how I help them. So that was number one. Second thing is I had to play everybody's favorite frequency, everybody's favorite radio station, WIIFM. You've heard of this. What's in it for me? So I had to focus on what they wanted, not what I wanted, not what the little old lady wanted for her house. I had to focus on what they wanted. And the third thing I had to do is I had to give them a call to action. I had to be very clear and specific in telling them what to do. So my audio business card, it would sound typically like this. Hi, my name is Matt Terrio. I show busy professionals how to build a passive income stream through real estate so they don't have to work so hard. So that's who I help, busy professionals. And I help them by giving them passive income streams through real estate so they don't have to work so hard. So that's my audio business card. Boom, that part's done. Check that off the box. Number two was playing their favorite radio station, playing their frequency. What's in it for me? So in that room of investors, what do they want? They want equity. They want ROI. They want opportunity. They want easy. They want all of that stuff. So that's what I was always focused on when I was talking about the property. So I got the property from the classifieds, right? So I'm holding up the piece of paper and said, so today I've got this property. It's a 3-bed, 2-bath. It's right down the street. It's already tenanted. Property management is in place. It has a cash on cash return of 10%. And right now you can get it at 20% below market value. And I've even been able to arrange private financing for it. So there was it, playing their radio station, right? So I touched on equity, I touched on ROI, I touched on easiness, I touched on opportunity and convenience. I touched on all of that stuff. Then the call to action. So if you'd like more information on this property and others just like it, go ahead and meet me in the back of the room after the meeting, and I'll be happy to give you a flyer and tell you more about it. So that's my very specific call to action. I would tell them to go to the back of the room after the meeting, and we can talk about it. And what that did was, if there was 100 people in the room, you know, at the end of the meeting, maybe 5 or 6 of them came up to me and asked me about the property. And a lot of the times they bought the property. But it saved me from having to go and talk to each person individually and have 100 conversations. I could have one main conversation at the front of the room and then have 5 serious conversations at the end. And so that was the one strategy that really turned it all around for me. And RIA meetings became a very lucrative opportunity for me. And I just went ahead and put them in the calendar and made it consistent. And that worked it. I came to discover it works at your Chamber of Commerce meetings. It works at your Rotary Club meetings and at your networking events, because every single one of those networking events where there's a bunch of people, they'll typically ask you to stand up and introduce yourself. And when I'd stand up, I'd give them my audio business card. I'd play their favorite radio frequency, and then I'd give them a call to action. So that's how I made that happen. And if you're serious about your real estate investing and you'd like to learn more about this strategy and others just like it, you might want to look at that free project that I'm working on. Take a look at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. And if you like what you see, join us. Alrighty. So here's what we know. Real estate, it's a people business. There are people at RIA meetings. And if you demonstrate your competence consistently in front of them, they will come to you. You won't have to go to them. And they'll have impact on your business that you could have never even imagined. I mean, you have this idea, this is what I need from the RIA meeting. This is what I want to get. And if you do this and you do this consistently, you're going to get so much more than that. Something that you haven't even imagined for yourself. I promise. I guarantee it. I've seen it happen too many times. Some comments. Let me answer some questions. Let's see. Patience Samuzosha. Interesting name. I'm amazing. Thank you. And so are you. Let's see. I motivated you from your YouTube show, from my YouTube shows. I listened to everything and I started buying in my home country of Zimbabwe. I was amazed with the results. Well, thank you for sharing that. Reaching all the way around the world to Zimbabwe where to do real estate. Matt Enises, I think we've met, right? Boom to you. And then I want to invite you here and speak to my people. I would love to do that. Extend me the invitation. And George, hello. Hello, good sir. All righty. So that's all I got for you today, but head over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. And if you join quick enough, you'll actually can jump on the call this evening and I can help you get started personally. All righty. So you have a good one and I will see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.